We're now joined by Zoe here on Patriots Preview. Scott Zolak brought to you by the North Atlantic States Regional Carpenters Union. It's time to build. To learn more, visit NASRCC.org. Zoe, what's up?
How you doing?
What's up, Zoe?
Watching a little soccer down there? What do you got going on?
Oh, yeah, the junior developmental team, I think.
Oh, it's not even the Revs.
I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Is Coach there? Is Bruce there?
This is not the Revs. There's no Bruce Arena. Hello, gentlemen. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, Zoe.
I've gone down. No, you can't go down and even say hi. That's the crazy thing.
How's this offense going to look tonight against the Chiefs without Cam Newton?
They got to run the ball, right? I mean, I'm excited to see Damian Harris. I mean, I think that's a story here tonight, more so than, you know, Brian Hoyer. And you got, I heard you guys after us today. Oh, boy. Hey, let's see what happens tonight, right? I mean, if they figure a way to force them into turnovers, and I don't know how they're going to handle all the speed. You know, you got Hardman, and everybody's worried about Kelce and, you know, Tyreek Hill. It's slow them down and run the hell out of this ball. But, you know, without having Shaq Mason, I think it's kind of a wash with, you know, Chris Jones being out for them. So, I mean, they lose a damn good defender off the edge, and they're not great against the run up front. So, but I mean, Jim, they're going to run it and go back to the old offense. This is why Brian Hoyer is here, because he knew the system and knew the offense, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, for sure. And you don't think, if they were playing a lesser opponent, if this was the Jets tonight, does Stidham get the start?
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's all based on the immediate situation of, you know, one day, no days really to prepare. So they haven't had in-person meetings. It's interesting now seeing the timeline that they actually stayed at the Four Points last night, treated that as night before the game. So you're in a hotel, and everybody's freaking out because you didn't see the cars in the parking lot here at Gillette. Yeah, because they're at the
undisclosed location. We'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I think everybody knew that, right?
Well, a lot of people know that, but not everybody. I don't know if they want to broadcast that.
No, and I mean, hey, I did the Bill interview on Friday. You know, we do it, you know, day before the game or 2 days before the game. So, you know, and tight window here for them to get ready today. You really – that's why you didn't get the Cam Newton stuff on there. But, let's see Damian Harris. Let's see James White. Let's see Olszewski. That's an interesting thing to me, too, is they've elevated Olszewski and Zuber as opposed to Jacoby Myers. You know, and I think it's just
I wonder why.
Sluggish.
Jag.
You know, just
Olszewski. We expect to see him on punt returns tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd put him back there. That's probably why he's dressing. He could help you in the special teams, and you know, say you get throttled tonight, and you got to sit Edelman and worry about that pitch count moving forward. So now you need a slot guy, and he becomes Edelman 2.0, right?
You hope. That's the hope and dreams of everyone.
Yeah.
Do you expect it to be competitive, or at least for a time?
No, I do. Yeah, I'm more with what like Felger was telling you guys. I think it's going to be, you know, somewhat respectable, and, you know, cross your fingers. And if you're down 10 in the fourth quarter, I mean, here we are looking at moral victories, right? Man, is this where we're at? You know?
Well, I mean, considering the circumstances and of the things, you know, weighing on these guys, whether it was some guys that didn't want to get on the plane or just the travel day itself, like go back to your playing days. Can you, I don't know, just do you think you'd be able to, it's going to take these guys a little while to actually catch up? I mean, the travel that day of, I can't imagine.
Well, I think your adrenaline gets going too. Like, you know, you're used, this is your job. And right now it looks like Tooney's at center, Froholt. Is it guard? So.
Okay.
Left guard, looks
and,
like.
And so, as you just mentioned a moment ago, the interview that you did with Bill was taped on Friday. And
correct.
With it being such a hectic weekend, there was not an opportunity to retape the interview. In fact, we're not even sure who was allowed back in the building in Foxborough over the weekend.
And we efforted it. We tried. And I know people are like, well, you didn't ask him about, you know, Cam. Well, yeah. I would have obviously asked him about Cam Newton if if this was a timely interview. It was not this week. Tight week.
But this is why I go back to that interview. In that interview, the thing that was brought up was Damian Harris a number of times, and that was on Friday.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so that sort of gives you some insight into how the coach is feeling about that running back situation going into tonight's game with Harris coming off IR.
Yeah, and we talked about that too. Like, Sony could be a logical scratch, but, you know, he's on the injury report, gets put on IR, and now you're not going to see him for three games. And I think they could have used everybody tonight. You know, but it's just like you can't dress everybody up.
What'd you make of the Bill O'Brien news?
I think it's ridiculous that Jack Easterby is down there calling the shots. It's a guy more worried about what his plaid pants and matching socks and pocket squares look like.
You know, Paul Perillo told us earlier, there are guys on each side of that Jack Easterby line. Hey. The guys that really like him and the guys that really don't. I don't think it's hard to figure out where you are.
And you look at some of these clowns in this league, and this has been going on for 30 years of me being around it. I think 50% of the jobs, can you fool people? Can you act like you're a football guy and you're into it? If this guy could be involved, I know a hell of a lot more people that could be involved in front office than this guy. And this guy that Billy O'Brien brought down, gave you a bone, like, hey, come on down. You'll have a share in picking players and, you know, helping run the organization. And he's holding chapel meetings here. And that's a guy that hired you, and you going to can him? I mean, they had first 4 weeks. They could have easily been, you know, 1-3. I think he should have at least lasted till the bye. Then you reevaluate the bye. Did you really have to pop him now?
That Easterby's a snake.
Hey, they have no. Then they lose, you know what, first and second to the Dolphins. Like, they don't even have picks.
No, they don't.
They got rid of their two best players. And if you look at the money spent on the team, they're the highest, more so than the Chiefs. They spent the most money out of 32 teams this year on their football team. And there's your results.
Hey, so let me ask you a matchup question about this game. How do the Patriots match up with Kelce while also trying to deal with guys on the outside, such as Tyreek Hill, obviously, and Sammy Watkins and Mecole Hardman? I mean, they've got some talent there. How do they do it?
And I think you look at Gilmore would probably get Sammy Watkins, right, because of the size and that matchup. And that's the way it's been. Jonathan Jones chasing Hill around with help. I think last year it was McCourty and Chung sort of comboed on Kelce. You know, Hardman's the problem because, you know, you could account for those three guys. Now, all of a sudden, you got this guy you got to worry about. Then you got, Edwards-Helaire coming out of the backfield, the rookie, who's got some speed. Speed kills. And I think, you know, you take Phillips, maybe you bring him down a little bit, you know, on Kelce with help over the top. And then you keep your fingers crossed across the board. You know, J.C. Jackson, you know, probably is going to run around with Tyreek Hill. And you just try and keep two safeties back instead of the one high and try and prevent the big play over the top.
All right, so we'll enjoy the soccer at Gillette and enjoy the game in Kansas City tonight.
I will. Thank you, guys.
See All right, you, so Scott Zolak joining us from inside the broadcast booth ahead of tonight's game, which we are inching closer toward. Kickoff coming up at 7 o'clock. Go nowhere. We've got some weather for you. The latest on the Patriots injuries as well. It's next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.